Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 22. Beowulf spake, bairn of Egthel, "Have mind thou honored offspring of Healfdene, gold friend of men, now I go on this quest, sovereign wise, what once was said. If in thy cause it came that I should lose my life, thou wouldst loyal bide to me, though fallen in father's place. Be guardian thou to this group of my thanes, my warrior friends, if war should seize me. And the goodly gifts thou gavest me, Hrothgar beloved, to Hygieic send. Geatland's king may ken by the gold, Hrethel's son see when he stares at the treasure, that I got me a friend for goodness famed, and joyed while I could in my jewel bestower. And let Unferth wield this wondrous sword, Earl far honored, this heirloom precious, hard of edge. With hunting I seek doom of glory, or death shall take me." After these words, the Weeder great lord boldly hastened, biding never answer at all. The ocean floods closed o'er the hero, long while of the day fled ere he felt the floor of the sea. Soon found the fiend, who the flood domain sword-hungry held these 100 winters, greedy and grim, that some guest from above, some man, was raiding her monster realm. She grasped out for him with grisly claws, and the warrior seized, yet scathed she not his body hale. The breastplate hindered as she strove to shatter the sark of war, the linked harness with loathsome hand. Then bore this brine-wolf when bottom she touched the Lord of Rings to the lair she haunted, whilst vainly he strove, though his valor held weapon to wield against wondrous monsters that sore beset him. Sea-beasts many tried with fierce tusks to tear his mail, and swarmed on the stranger. But soon he marked he was now in some hall, he knew not which, where water never could work him harm, nor through the roof could reach him ever fangs of the flood. Firelight he saw, beams of a blaze that brightly shone. Then the warrior was ware of that wolf of the deep, mere wife monstrous, for mighty stroke he swung his blade, and the blow withheld not. Then sang on her head that seemly blade its war-song wild. But the warrior found the light of battle was loath to bite, to harm the heart, its hard edge failed the noble at need, yet had known of old strife hand to hand, and had helmets cloven, doomed men's fighting gear. First time this, for the gleaming blade that its glory fell. Firm still stood, nor failed in valor, heedful of high deeds, Hygelac's kinsman. Flung away fretted sword, featly jeweled the angry earl, on earth it lay, still edged and stiff, his strength he trusted, hand-grip of might. So man shall do, whenever in war he weens to earn him lasting fame, nor fears for his life. Seized then by shoulder, shrank not from combat, the Geatish war-prince Grendel's mother. Flung then the fierce one, filled with wrath his deadly foe, that she fell to the ground. Swift on her part she paid him back with grisly grasp, and grappled with him. Spent with struggle, stumbled the warrior, fiercest of fighting men, fell adown. On the hall guest she hurled herself, hent her short sword, broad and brown-edged, the bairn to avenge the soul-born son. On his shoulder lay braided breast-mail, barring death, withstanding entrance of edge or blade. Life would have ended for Egthal's son under wide earth for that Earl of Geats, had his armor of war not aided him, battle-net hawed, and holy God wielded the victory, wisest maker. The Lord of Heaven allowed his cause, and easily rose the Earl erect. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.